From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The convicted Boston Marathon bomber is for the first time showing emotion in court. Five of his relatives were testifying today. Jack Lepiarz of member station WBUR reports Johar Tsarnaev is facing the death penalty for the terror attack that ended with four people dead and more than 260 wounded.
Jurors have been hearing from members of Johar Tsarnaev's family, all of whom have had trouble containing their emotions. His aunt, Patimat Sulaimanova, began weeping almost as soon as she took the stand to testify for the defense. For about a minute, the court sat silent except for Sulaimanova's sobbing. When she finally left to compose herself, Tsarnaev was seen wiping his eyes with a tissue and giving a heavy sigh. It's the first time Tsarnaev shown any major reaction to a witness, despite graphic and emotional testimony throughout the trial. For NPR News, I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston.
Texas police are crediting fast action on the part of an officer hired to provide security at an event last night in Dallas that featured caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. Authorities aren't releasing the man's name, but two individuals opened fire outside that event. The officer then shot and killed both gunmen before they could gain entry to the exhibit. Joe Harness with the Garland, Texas Police Department.
The officer was using his duty pistol. They were using assault rifles. He's a tenured officer. I don't know exactly how many years, but with what he was faced with and his reaction and his shooting with a pistol, he did a good job.
Security guard was wounded in the incident. FBI agents had been searching an apartment complex and several vehicles in Phoenix in connection with the attack. Speaking at the White House today, spokesman Josh Earnest said the president was informed of the incident. McDonald's says it will restructure its management as part of a turnaround effort aimed at getting customers back in the door. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports executives say they want to become a more modern and progressive burger company.
McDonald's formula of running a high-volume, low-margin business on cheap food is no longer working for many consumers, especially younger ones. And CEO Steve Easterbrook acknowledges the problem.
Today, the truth is our performance must improve, or we'll be selling millions of our customers short and leaving opportunities for competitors.
Among other things, McDonald's says it will franchise 3,500 company-owned stores to cut costs. It will also reformulate its food to try to give it better, healthier appeal. It is unclear how it might change its menu or whether the emphasis on better food will also mean higher prices. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
After 20 years at the helm of computer networking company Cisco Systems, John Chambers announced he plans to step down. Chambers announcing the company has named Chuck Robbins as a successor. John Chambers has been Cisco's CEO since January of 1995. Stocks gained ground on a new trading week. The Dow was up 46 points. The Nasdaq rose 11 points today. You're listening to NPR. Testimony has resumed in the trial of admitted Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes. Much of today's testimony, more technical in nature than some of the graphic material that's been displayed in court so far. Testimony today focused in part on a call Holmes made from his cell phone to a hospital moments